I just got my cast off after breaking my hand, and I need some help to get back to mouse and keyboard gaming. So I'm looking at the Razer ProClick V2 Vertical, which is a vertical style ergonomic mouse built for gaming. Surprisingly, there is not a lot of those out there. So I am very excited to see if this is going to help me be able to play video games again. This thing just unboxed itself. That was incredible. We're done. Ready to go. I've been able to play controller games, but mouse and keyboard games have been very uncomfortable with my wrist over. And that is the big benefit of vertical mice, is it's a more natural ergonomic shape. The way that the bones in your forearm are aligned, it makes way more sense to have your hand in a vertical shape than like this, where the bones cross. And so for a lot of people, you know, if you game too much, you can get that carpal tunnel. And this form factor has been the king of ergonomics in the productivity space, but we surprisingly haven't seen many vertical gaming mice. Inside this box that unboxed itself, there is a smaller box that includes what looks like a 4 foot type C to A cable. Sure, that's good for charging. And then I'm guessing there's a dongle somewhere. Is it in the mouse? Oh, that's fantastic. The mouse has its own little dongle slot. Oh, that's great. This is very simple packaging. Huh, even this instruction manual feels kind of recycled papery. Cool. Stickers, we have waste, we did it. Once we get to the star of the show, which is the actual mouse, it has a pretty sleek look. I would not describe it as particularly gamery, which is definitely a benefit. It has a texturized rubber on the side, which feels pretty good. Although I feel like this is the kind of finish that's gonna degrade pretty fast. This side is the smoother plastic that feels more normal for most common mice. There is a third type of plastic here that leads to the DPI switch / AI button, because AI is so cool. It won't matter, none of us are gonna have jobs in 4 years. Because the robots are gonna be taking care of us, right? We're gonna be okay. Normally I kind of do a 360 of the mouse, but it's sort of disorienting on a vertical mouse. It's like, is this the top? Is this the top? I don't know anymore, I'm so lost. If you flip the mouse this way, which is the right side, it's very much like a regular mouse. You got your left click, your right click. Those don't feel good. Oh, that's not good. That's a bad start. They feel fine, but there's like 20% too much mush in the click. Scroll wheel feels okay. The click on the scroll wheel is almost non-existent. There's also no free scroll mode, which or tilt input, which is kind of essential for productivity settings. But that's okay. I'm not a huge vertical mouse guy, so maybe that's just like the normal feeling for vertical mouse. But coming from regular gaming mice, if I had a gaming mouse that felt this kind of clicky, I would be pretty disappointed. Maybe it's designed this way so you're not like pressing so hard that you're adjusting. I don't know. You got a little pinky scoop that brings your pinky along for the ride. I think it's fine. I think I'd want my pinky free though. I don't like this side of the mouse too much. As always, ergonomics are certainly a preference thing. This is a smaller vertical mouse than I've seen. The one I've used the most is the MX Vertical, which has a bigger, more angled shape that I think is a more natural fit for my hand. But this is not uncomfortable in any way, shape, or form. I just am not a big fan of this pinky scoop. You might like it though. Coming over to this side, where the texturized rubber kisses my thumb, we have two thumb buttons. Instead of having kind of a forward and back button, we have sort of a top bottom button. I think that'll take getting used to, because I'm used to kind of slight adjustments in my thumb when I'm gaming, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think that makes sense. There's quite a lot of distance your thumb has to travel to go between them. So I think if you're planning on using these buttons in a high speed game, it might take some getting used to, but the clickiness is fine. I wouldn't say that it's like the nicest, most satisfying click I've ever felt, but it certainly does the job. On the front, we have our USB Type-C charging port, very far recessed in. I'm guessing that's a weight balance thing where they wanna have the actual circuitry closer to the center. If it's too close to the front, it's gonna kind of be front weighted and be harder to move around. On the bottom, we have our wired and wireless toggle, instead of calling it off unless it's plugged in and on. I think that's an interesting choice. Then we have our mode switch between Bluetooth, which is always a nice little addition, and our 2.4 gigahertz dongle. We also have our dongle down here. And even though it's very snug in there. It comes out very easy. That's actually a pretty well-designed thing. Then we have our sensor, which is the Razer Focus Pro 30K optical sensor, which is the same that we have in the Death Adder V3 Pro and the Viper V2 Pro, which is a very solid sensor, 30,000 DPI, which is also good for 550 IPS, which is adequate. Just like the 1,000 hertz polling rate. I'm kind of surprised Razer didn't go for the 8,000 hertz polling rate as sort of a selling feature, as like an ultimate gaming mouse. But it also probably allows this mouse to not be exceptionally overpriced. And so I'm okay with that kind of balance. I think most people looking at this mouse are probably people that take gaming seriously, but are more concerned with the health of their wrist and hand rather than getting those extra little bits of sensitivity and speed. This is not the smoothest mouse I have felt. And part of that might be that these skates aren't super great quality. They're fairly large, but it doesn't feel too smooth. And part of that might just be that it is pretty damn heavy. It's 150 grams, nearly three times more weight than a lot of gaming mice that you see on the high end these days. Having looked at it briefly in the specs, this is not going to be the highest end gaming experience, but the key question is this more comfortable than a regular gaming mouse? I am so used to the regular stance, and I don't really have that carpal tunnel. I don't play as many games as I used to, that this is slightly more comfortable, and I'm kind of not used to it in this way. And I don't like the way that part of my hand is dragging on the thing. I also don't like the way that it really fits in my hand. I feel like it's asking more of my third and fourth finger. It's always tough with ergonomic products to really give a first impression because it just takes a while to get used to it. And so I could see myself getting used to it, but yeah, the side of my hand is really dragging, and that's actually part of where I'm most sensitive. You can see where the pins were in my hand. So for me, this isn't an ideal shape or experience, but it's not bad. Let's freaking game though. That's where we're gonna really find out about this. Just like you're about to find out about our sponsor. After installing multiple separate pieces of software to get to Synapse, I'm finally in this crappy piece of software. I'm so mad. We're gonna go deeper into the menu and find out what's going on. Okay, if I turn up my brightness to 100, it's on for a moment. Okay, if I turn it to 41, there it is for a moment. Okay, cool. We have our brightness, we have our quick effects and advanced effects. Chroma Studio, there's another piece of fucking software for this. I shouldn't need a tutorial to set the RGB on a mouse. Okay, Razer, get it together. This is ridiculous. It's so cool that I can finally control 18 zones with like millions of colors. That's what I think about that. Okay, lighting done. There's more lighting. Why do I need advertisements for more Razer products inside of my This is the worst. I'm actually so incensed. I did not open Chroma, so somehow from Synapse, they hijacked my control and gave me Chroma so that I can see ads for more of the products. Oh look, more ads for more of their products. Once we're into Synapse, we can customize each of our buttons to do all kinds of things, the usual macro stuff, different mouse functions, as you can assign different buttons. I guess you can make it a sensitivity clutch or a DPI switch on any button. I'm fine with that kind of control, the fact that you could even disable a button on the kind of mouse that would have a bunch of buttons. This one only has six, and so I don't think that that's gonna be necessary. We get our first look at the AI launcher. So AI Prompt Master. This will open an overlay where you can input AI prompts before sending it to a chosen service.
I don't wanna be on this planet anymore.
Okay, yeah, we can assign all our buttons. We can have our hypershift mode. And so you can get it to also have like alt modes. That's neat. You can switch between your profiles for different apps. And then we have our sensitivity. If you have it on basic, you kind of just set it once. Polling rate, which I'm going to set to 1,000, even though it's going to kill my battery life. And then wireless power saving, anywhere from 15 seconds to 10 minutes, I'll turn 30 seconds. But sensitivity also has this advanced toggle, which allows you to have multiple modes. I've heard in vertical mice, you actually want your sensitivity a little bit higher because the way you move it, your movements are a little bit smaller, and so you actually want a little bit more sensitivity. I am exhausted just looking at this app. Why is there so many tabs? What is going on? Netflix time! Oh! The mouse is pretty good though. I have not used a Razer product in a long time. I can't believe how much system resources this mother is using. almost a gigabyte of memory. In the other tab, I am screen capturing, recording everything that's happening using less memory than this mouse configuration app is using. This is ridiculous. Are you kidding me? Can I at least close it and like still have everything I set? Okay, it looks like my DPI stuff's still there. So I guess you can close it, but like, let's freaking game. I don't want to think about synapse no more. I don't want my synapses to fire no more. Although it feels different, this mouse is fairly comfortable for my hand size. It fits neatly where I don't have to like overreach or overextend. It's not the perfect shape, but it's definitely not too bad. My precision is off, but that is not necessarily a fault of the mouse. That's just me not being used to this form factor or the sensitivity. The nice thing is that it's a very responsive mouse. I can feel that there's no input lag or kind of delay on the sensor. And as our labs tested, this is well within the zone of very good, which is fantastic. So this is truly a gaming mouse. And there really just isn't many vertical gaming mice. So that's just nice right there. Let's go a little bit more in depth on how this feels. It's always gonna be hard to overcome, you know, 30 years of PC gaming where I'm used to moving the mouse in a certain way. It's a different motion to kind of go like this. And I'd even be curious if the sensor was further up, it would feel more precise. I feel like to get the movements I want, I have to do big wrist movements, which is not necessarily ideal. I think if it was further up, I could do kind of finger controls as my fine adjustment. Where now, like even sniping, I really have to kind of like lock in my whole arm. So I just feel like the precision isn't quite what I want, but I might get there. It's always gonna be tough to overcome that giant 150 gram size though. It's a very heavy, very large mouse. I know some people dig that, but I find for shooters at least, this isn't ideal, but it's vertical. But I actually don't have the most experience with vertical gaming mice. So we have vertical gaming mouse expert, Mr. Bell, coming in to try it and tell us what he thinks.
So I don't actually use a vertical gaming mouse at home, but I've been wanting to because I use a vertical mouse here at work. Mm. And this is the Logitech Lift. Don't look at how grimy it is. Don't get a white mouse. That's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
But I love it. And I've been looking for a vertical gaming mouse. When I saw this, I knew I had to try it because I don't usually actually mind the weight. And I do get the wrist pain after a while of gaming, especially on a smaller desk because my wrists are kind of like this the whole time.
Yep.
This is quite a bit bigger than the Logitech Lift I've been using. I don't know if I really mind it. I do like how easy this is to like pick up and move compared to this. And I don't know if I would really ever use these buttons. Cause like you said before, they're very far away, but it also means you're not really gonna accidentally click it. The top one maybe actually. Cause like, again, I pick up my mouse a lot to do sweeping motions. Maybe I should just change my DPI, but that makes it a little bit easier to hit that. But the clicks are much better. Like, listen to this.
That's not a click.
Much more satisfying. Yeah, you know what? I actually really like this. As a vertical mouse user is more used to it, I don't mind it at all. And I guess maybe I have smaller hands or I just hold my mouse differently, but my hand is not dragging on the desk pad like it is for you, yeah. Which is a big difference.
So the challenge of doing mice unboxings is every hand is different. And ideally you can go to a store where you can kind of get your hands on it and feel how it lands in your hand. I have meaty palm, short sausage fingers. And so it's not ideal for my hand shape, but I will say it's a premium product and it feels like a premium product.
And the RGB, this is crazy. That's gotta be like 16.8 million colors.
Oh my God.
All right, I'm out of here.
Bye.
Bye.
And now for the worst part of this video. Once you summoned your AI, you have all these things you can kind of pre-prompt it to do. So you can have like it rephrase or summarize or compose email. So it basically just gives you a faster access to either ChatGPT or Copilot. Looks like you'll need to log into ChatGPT to generate images. Nope, I hate you. Back to if this is the gaming mouse for you. It's kind of an interesting scenario. It is a fairly expensive mouse. It's $120, which means that it's into the premium product territory. And I think that there's better gaming products out there. Razer's own lineup has some pretty cool ones. The Hitscan Hyperlite, there's the G Pro X Superlite 2. There's all kinds of great gaming mice, but there really isn't many vertical gaming mice. And if that's something that you've been looking for, this is quite a good option. It's basically this or the Keychron M5 for wireless gaming mice. And I think that there's a few advantages, at least on paper, of the Keychron M5, but I haven't had hands-on with that. So if you're curious about that, leave a comment down below and maybe we can unbox it on Short Circuit. As for this, I don't think it's something you should rush out and buy. I think you should get your hands on this, see if it's comfortable for you. And if you really do plan on doing vertical gaming, it might be the right product for you, but it's not got me super excited. I hate the Razer software. I don't love this finish, but it is a premium product at a premium price. And so if that's something that appeals to you, just like watching more Short Circuits should appeal to you. Why don't you check out the time we unbox the Razer Signature Viper Mini? That was pretty cool.